This Thursday, Howie Hawkins announced that for the third time, he's running as a Green Party candidate for governor. WOOC has clips from his news conference as well as a short interview.
The first speaker is Dr. Alice Green, a well-known criminal justice reform advocate in the Capital District, and both has run for mayor as a Green Party candidate in Albany and ran with Howie in 1998 as a lieutenant governor candidate when the Green Party first got ballot status.
Well, this is a really a wonderful opportunity for me to talk about Howie Hawkins. I've known Howie for quite a while, and I'm pleased to be here today to introduce him and to talk a little bit about why I think it's important that Howie run for governor of New York State again on the Green Party ticket, as he did in 2010 and 2014. Howie has been a really strong and consistent organizer for peace and justice on many fronts since 1967, and it includes areas like labor, the Vietnam War, environment, and racism. And he played one of the strongest leadership roles in the anti-apartheid divestment movement. So I present to you Howie Hawkins.
I'm also glad she introduced me, because when people think of green, the sort of the first thing they think of are the environmentalists. But we have an understanding that the attempt to dominate nature is connected to the domination of human by human. So that when we dominate, exploit each other, those same attitudes are extended toward our regard for nature. And so in order to reharmonize society with nature, we got to reharmonize human with human and do away with these injustices from racism, sexism, and class exploitation, and all the other ways people are dominated by structural injustice. And I'd also note, she mentioned Kalief Browder, who was locked up because he couldn't make bail for a few years. He had a bad time in prison, got a lot of beatings, and when he came out, he couldn't handle it. He ended up committing suicide. His brother ran for mayor as the Green candidate last year in New York City, and I've been seeing him on TV. He's down here lobbying for that bail reform, which we strongly support. I'm going to try to compress what are a lot of issues the state faces into about 10 or 12 minutes, and we sort of come to the theme that at times it sort of gets shortened down to the clean energy thing. We're going to build clean energy and create a lot of jobs, and that's certainly a central piece of it. But we're talking about revitalizing the whole public sector. We need broadband that everybody has access to and can afford. We need, what, $100 billion for mass transit to fix up the system down at the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City, plus billions more to upgrade the system so it reaches the outer boroughs and then our upstate communities. $25 billion just in the NYCHA. And we want public housing. Talk about structural racism. That was part of the structural racism. They created people of color, low income, ghettoized them, separated, segregated them, and increased the segregation. We want to use public housing to desegregate, scatter site, quality, middle class, and low income. And I'll get the tax in Wall Street, but it's about investing in Main Street. And we're also running for specific reforms that we think we can win. I mentioned ones we got in the last round. And I'll just mention, this goes back to when Alice ran with Grandpa Lewis. We got reforms out of the Rockefeller drugs laws that they brought to the fore in that campaign. We got marriage equality in this state because Jason West, the Green mayor of New Paltz, and Rebecca Rotzer, the deputy mayor Green of New Paltz, started doing gay marriages, first gay marriages in New York State. And that kicked off the movement. 7 years later, it was law. And I mentioned the fracking ban. I started campaigning out in 2010 when most of the environmental movement was either saying it's a bridge to the renewable future, which Cuomo still says sometimes, and we say that's not a bridge, that's a cliff, and you're going to go into the abyss of climate catastrophe because that'll just increase greenhouse emissions. Or others were saying study it and have a moratorium while we study it. And the ban got picked up after 2010 and spread throughout the movement, and by 2014, I think it was irresistible. And one of the things we're talking about is school funding. And we are definitely for fully funding the foundation aid formula, in fact, reforming it so it really is equitable and adequate for all communities, and particularly the high poverty districts. Full funding is not enough. We have the most segregated schools in the country. New York schools have got steadily more segregated since Brown v. Board of Education made legalized segregation illegal. Two-thirds of black students in the state go to schools that are 90% minority. And when you segregate people in high-poverty districts, it's not so much about black and white, it's about being separated, isolated from opportunities. The most effective educational reform we've had since Brown v. Board of Education has been desegregation, and we are calling for a stop of that. Cuomo's agenda has been test, punish, privatize, and segregate. And it starts with those high-stakes testing. That was the substitute for desegregation. We got to go back to desegregation. Single-payer health care, the New York Health Act, can pass. It's about to pass the Assembly for the fourth year in a row. It's one vote short of a majority in the Senate. Cuomo has said it's a good idea, and we're saying you better use your political capital to get the Senate to vote on it this year, so at least we got them on record by November so we can vote out those that voted against it. 100% clean energy. This is a constant refrain from us. We got the ban on fracking. The next demand of that movement is a ban on all new fossil fuel infrastructure. I was talking about this in 2014. We build natural gas pipelines, compressor stations, storage facilities, and power plants. We're locked into 30 or 40 years of more greenhouse gases. And then it'll be too late to avert climate change. We got to stop that and put 100% of our effort into clean, renewable energy. There's a bill in the Assembly to plan that transition over the next 15 years, the Holman-Colton bill. We support that.
So, Mr. Hawkins, this is your third time running for governor. What do you hope to come out different this time around?
More of the same, actually, because we've won reforms. We've made Governor Cuomo compete for progressive votes, especially the last time when we got 5% of the total vote. And he was trying to roll up the vote to get ready to run for president. And he had to say, well, how am I going to get those votes back? And he moved our way on things like a ban on fracking, the $15 minimum wage, the millionaire's tax, paid family leave, and a whole host of other issues. He's at least mouthing the right words, if not completely following through. So that's why we're running again. We want to get the ballot line so we can run local candidates and get people elected, and we'll build the party up from below that way. So we're running again. Those are things that we've achieved in the past, and we want to achieve more of that this time.
I know that jobs and climate change are some of your biggest concerns. What would you do to try to solve those problems and maybe some of the other key issues?
First of all, we got to completely ban all new fossil fuel infrastructure. And that in this state particularly is gas pipelines, power plants, compressor stations, and storage facilities. And when those are built, the investors expect to get a return for 30 or 40 years, which locks us into that fossil fuel, which is emitting greenhouse gases. And in 30, 40 years, it's going to be too late. We're going to have climate catastrophe. So we got to stop digging ourselves in a deeper hole and invest completely in 100% clean, renewable energy. And that can be done. We can transform the state within 15 years. We've got the studies to show that. It'd be a huge boon to the economy and job creation. And that's the way to go. That's like the future we need to build now.
Now, you've always been a member of the Socialist Party, but this time you seem to be raising the issue of eco-socialism a little bit more prominently. What does eco-socialism mean, and how would that benefit New York?
Socialism means basically extending democracy into the economy. We can't leave the big decisions to these elites who are only interested in making themselves even richer and more powerful. They've blown it on getting us to clean energy. The economic inequality has grown steadily over the last 40 years. They're not solving the problem, so we got to put power in the people's hands to solve those problems. So what does that mean? That means we need investing in public infrastructure in areas where they're failing, like clean energy, like broadband that's affordable and covers everybody, universally accessible, like health care. So we need single-payer health care. It means developing worker cooperatives where workers are rewarded in proportion to the labor they contribute so that the net income or profit at the end of the year is distributed to the workers on their labor contribution, not the owners on their capital contribution. Those are ways to create more equality. And when we have power through these forms of economic democracy, we can make the smart decisions that are in the broad public interest about things like clean energy and a fair distribution of income and wealth.
If people want to find out more about your campaign or get involved, how best to do that?
They should go to howiehawkins.org, and they can see the platform, read more about me. There'll be media releases, op-eds up there. They can donate, volunteer, contact us, communicate with us. That's the place to go. howiehawkins.org.
That was WOOC coverage of the gubernatorial campaign announcement of Howie Hawkins. The segment was recorded by WOOC correspondent Mark Dudley, who is an active member of the Green Party. WOOC will be covering all the gubernatorial candidates throughout the election.